coming to the end of our first perek of Makot, and we've left behind the topic of Edom Zomamin, and now we're closing the unit that started way back in the middle of Sanhedrin, the theme of capital punishments, and this is the capstone, this sort of tops it all off in the next two episodes. I'm just going to read one line from the end of Mishnah Tet, of the ninth Mishnah, because it introduces the key word that comes up in the next Mishnah and the concept that comes up in the next Mishnah. So we're going to do the end of Mishnah Tet and the beginning of Mishnah Yod in this episode. And the next we'll close out Mishnah Yod, and with that, close out the Perek. The section of Mishnah Yod we read in the last episode ended with Rabbi Yossi's interpretation of the phrase Al Pi Shnayim Edim, according to the mouth of two witnesses. And he was relating that to the laws of Hatra'ah, of warning the perpetrator. Now we get a completely different interpretation of the same verse, of the same feature, Al Pi. Dvar Acher, another interpretation, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, the verse according to the mouth of two witnesses, Shelo Tehei Sanhedrin Shoma'at Mipi HaTorgaman. What this verse means, the Al Pi, the according to the mouth of, it means that the Sanhedrin, which I'll come back to in a second what that means here, can only hear from the mouth of the actual witnesses. It cannot hear through the mouth of an interpreter. Now, this word Turgaman can mean specifically translator, somebody who translates from one language to another, and that's how this Mishnah is normally understood in the commentaries. But Turgaman can also be an interpreter, more general, but the Targum can be to interpret, not just to translate. And it's possible that it just could be an interpreter who must hear from the witnesses themselves, not through some other channel, not through some hearsay. So that's another way in which the Mishnah latches on to this phrase, Al-Pi, in the Pasuk. Now, Sanhedrin in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, it doesn't refer to a specific institution. It refers to just a court. Sanhedrin is a normal Greek word, Sanhedrion. It just means a council or a session of a council. And the Mishnah uses the word Sanhedrin and Beit Din pretty interchangeably, and both of them basically mean council. The function of a council can be to judge a case. And Sanhedrin is used specifically to refer to a council that judges capital cases, which we learned at the beginning of Sanhedrin has to be 23 counselors. So Sanhedrin doesn't refer to the specific body that met a chamber of hewn stone that's related here and there in the Mishnah. And that's going to be the case also in the next Mishnah as well. The Mishnah normally calls that institution the Beit Din HaGadol and normally clarifies that it meets in the chamber of hewn stone. But it uses the word Sanhedrin to refer generally to any council of 23 members empowered to judge capital cases. In a similar vein about hearing from the witnesses themselves and the power of just hearing from the witnesses and nothing else, Mishnah Yod goes on to discuss another feature of capital cases. Misha Nigmar Dino Uvarach, one whose case was closed and fled, judgment was passed against them, but they ran away before judgment could be implemented. Uvar lifnei oto beit din, and they come back to that same beit din. Lo sotrim et dino. They don't overturn the judgment. You can't reward somebody for running away. You don't start the case again. You implement the judgment that was originally decided by that court. Kol makom she'amdu shnayim v'yomru. Any place where two people stand and say, me'idin anu bi'ish ploni she'digmar dino beveit dino shel ploni. We testify about ploni, that his case was closed in the Beit Din of so-and-so, the judge, Ufloni Ufloni Eidav, and these other people were his witnesses, Harizeh Yehareg, that person is executed. The Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim, the mouth of two witnesses, is so powerful, it can replace the court entirely. You don't need to retry the case. All you need is the Eidim, the witnesses, who said, I saw this court case happen, and this is what happened, and these were his witnesses, and so therefore, this person can be put to death, just on the testimony, Al-Pi Shnayim Edim. So it doesn't specifically reference the same verse that we talked about before, but it seems to be conceptually related. We're going to close out Perek Aleph, the first chapter of Makot, next time.